Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good morning, and we have reached day 10 of Darren's summer detox. It's 2 weeks to change your habit, 6 months to lose 20 kilos if you do it like me. So if you were one of the unlucky ones who did not get tickets to this year's Summer Body Boot Camp with Clicks on Saturday, you might as well get on board with the Summer Detox Challenge. And this week, we're going meat-free. Yesterday, we had the delicious Demi Lovato Mushroom Stroganoff Denny. If anyone didn't get the Denny, then I'm sorry, the joke was lost. And then today, Kerry Miller will share the Curry Miller.
Or as they say in Cape Town, or in Afrikaans, just the Kerry Miller. So very proud of this name. Again, shout out for your ad. So this is a delicious curry, and you need very little to make it delicious. A red onion, 2 tins of chickpeas. Obviously, if you've got the time to get the chickpeas and soak them yourself, always better than tinned. Some korma paste, a tin of coconut cream. If you want to, and if you're on the dairy train, you can add some double cream Greek yogurt, some cashews, and coriander to taste. So all you need to do is heat up the oil, add the chopped onion and the korma paste. You add that together, and you'll know when the onion starts to get nice and soft that it's ready now to add everything else in. And then you just chuck in the chickpeas. Very important, if you're using chickpeas, please drain them first, because I can't remember the name for the water around them, but it makes you incredibly gassy if you don't drain the chickpeas first. So just a big note. Then add the coconut cream, and if you're adding yogurt, you add the yogurt now with a little bit of water, so that just makes a really nice mixture and gives it something to simmer in. Let the mixture simmer for a little bit before you add the cashews, if you want them to get a bit softer. If you want them really crunchy, you can add them right at the end. Then you just garnish with coriander, serve it with your naan or your rice, basmati rice, probably your healthiest rice. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Curry Miller.
But when you say it out like that, it sounds like it actually is quite complicated, but it's not. It's so I made it last night. I read your recipe once. Yep. I made it last night. Two things. I cut the onions really, really big so that I can fish them out afterwards. Mouse won't eat anything with onions in it. And I'm living in a house with an Anna Banana that is an expert curry maker, so I was intimidated. My mother was there to eat my food as well. You don't understand the pressure I was under last night. And you'll be pleased to know I nailed the Curry Miller.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that ever again. I got so happy and sad at the same time. That was the weirdest moment.
In actual fact, I do. I have video evidence. If you go to our blog, ecr.co.za, select Darren, Kerry and Sky, you can actually see the video.
Watch Darren Mall nail Curry Miller.
No, that video is, we're saving that for leaked footage. Just waiting for all the papers to finish being leaked, and then
Nick
we'll leak that one.
Nick just puked in his mouth a little bit.
One leak at a time.
Oh, the children.
All right. For the adults in the room, if you do want that recipe, you can see me making. If I can make a curry, anyone can. Okay? And listen, I also want to let all the aunties know, I'm not taking on your curry recipes. This is a simple, easy Curry Miller recipe for those who've never made a curry before. Videos, recipe, all online, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.